The International Sugar Beet Institute holding their second and final day of activities today. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Sierra Doctor has more.
It's the 60th year of the International Sugar Beet Institute. Says Vanderhav Sugar Beet Seed Regional Salesman Nick Revere says the show has a lot to offer.
It's good to be back at the International Sugar Beet Institute. We had to take a year off last year because of all of the lockdown and the COVID things and stuff like that. And so we missed a year, but we're still celebrating our 60th year. And so this is a big show for us, you know, 60 years. There isn't very many organizations that can claim that they've got 60 years of continuing. There's a lot of stuff here to see. There's vendors here that everything from seed to chemistries to fertilizer to field drainage to the biggest and newest equipment to see. So it's a good thing to come out and see. The weather's good. There's nothing should be holding you back. It's too cold to be in the field, but it's a nice day to go on a little road trip.
Revere says they're gearing up for planting season just around the corner.
We're getting lined up just like all the growers are to start the 2022 growing season. And so we've got all our research trials are laid out. We're going to have five yield trials in the valley, two Rhizoctonia nurseries, a Scosper nursery, a Fusarium nursery, and hopefully we'll be in a place where we can screen some aff. Aphenomyces nurseries are very difficult because we can't inoculate for that. So we're getting everything wound up to try and get our research trials going. All of our seed should be in Fargo yet this month in March, and so we'll be delivering seed out to the dealer network and out to the growers in late March and early April.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Sierra Doctor on the Red River Farm Network.
This is